And welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. I am TJ.
I'm Ben.
I'm Cliff.
Are we going to actually do a functional show this week?
We are.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, since you're taking us in a new direction.
Cliff and TJ.
Hmm? Yeah, because we've got... Yeah. Well, yeah. Last week...
I was really simply drunk.
Yeah.
And I was simply sober.
And then turned out obnoxious. I had the damn laptop was set up wrong, so it sounded like we were all sitting in a big bathroom.
Ooh, how's it sound now? Have we tried it?
Well, I've switched back to the USB codec, so...
Yeah. How's everybody doing this week?
They can't answer you, Steve. We're on the radio.
I'm talking to you guys.
I'm doing good. I went down to Vintage a little while ago. And,
yeah, we had a good time.
Somebody had a few beers again tonight for six Fridays in a row, baby.
Yeah, but
his eyes are red.
But it was only like four.
And he kept saying, are you okay? You look bored.
Well,
do I have time to finish
bored,
this beer?
And I just, like,
do I have time for one more?
I mean, I just want...
What makes it's D Talent's fault, Steve.
God
just
damn
say
it.
It.
I was thinking about you.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve, but just know that when I'm ready to go, I will say I'm ready to go.
Why so alcoholic these days, Steve?
I'm not alcoholic.
Well, isn't what they all say.
Isn't it?
I don't have a problem. Say it, Steve.
I have such a good time.
He's not. We go down there, and they actually have a Steve Crowley playlist on at Vintage that they turn on when he comes in there.
Yeah. That starts with Samantha Fox, Touch Me Now.
Touch Me Now. Well, no, but believe me, I will message D and have him add that to the list.
Right. What is on the playlist?
a bunch of obscure Steve. I don't know.
Yeah.
A Space Age Love Song was on there, and I love that
80s
song.
Alternative.
Which one?
Space Age Love Song.
Oh, okay. Flock of Seagulls.
Taco, Rock Me Amadeus.
That's not Taco, that's Falco.
Right. Oh, Taco, putting
on the
Ritz. That was Taco,
Rock
yeah.
Me Amadeus.
That's right.
No, but I mean, I have such a good time there.
I do too. We love it down there. And if you know,
so
more people would join us
drink.
From time to time, that'd be great.
Well, they're coming up on their 10th anniversary.
And they are.
April 7th.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, we'll be there for that.
Yeah, we'll be
some way, some form or another,
in somehow.
And
right.
Then the week after that is the Go Big or Go Home.
Wow,
are they doing that again?
That's what I've heard.
We need to guerrilla a podcast.
Well, I've actually got some feelers out, and there's not like that, Cliff.
Right, you know, pedophiles have feelers out too. Those don't turn back.
Well,
good
but I'm not
either.
Looking for
grooming.
Children. There's a lady who owns one of those apartments upstairs that has a balcony or like a deck.
Deck.
Yeah.
Upstairs where?
One of the upstairs condos
mm-hmm.
that overlooks the parking lot.
And she wants us to
broadcast of where they're going to do the Go Big.
Where's the Go Big at going to be?
The same place it always is, right there in the parking lot around Vintage.
Hang on a second. I don't know because I didn't attend the last one. The only one I attended was at the ball field, the one that we were invited to.
That's true.
But all the ones that we were disinvited to,
that was only the second
only
one.
There was only one because you're such a vulgar little fuck face.
We're not family friendly.
Apparently not. So we
vulgar.
Can be, though. We can be.
You're very vulgar, and so they didn't
we
like
absolutely
you.
Can be. We got a top 10 list of the best Disney characters.
Steve is the only one not allowed around kids.
Top 10 list of the
And four. After that, the top 25 ice cream flavors.
Not allowed.
Ooh,
not
actually, that would be not a bad list.
He's also not allowed around TJ's great aunt.
Oh, Grandma Karen.
Not after...
right.
Not after the incident.
So what I need you to
listen,
can we get
his penis fell in
I
there.
Know, but he was running around the house yelling, rock out with your cock out.
Well, then whatever she is, Karen should have got out of the way.
What I'm begging for is for if we could get Steve's hair close to the camera.
That is amazing.
That is something.
Well, as we all know, if we move the camera,
see if I can get a,
right.
It will never go back in the same place
right,
again.
Right.
Oh, hold on. I got to post
good
this.
Good God.
I tagged my mother in this.
Think about getting like a
tag your mother and stuff.
Yeah, because Steve said your mama.
Yeah,
to me, and
every time maybe. I say your mama, he
don't tell on
her.
Him.
Wonder if we can find a 360 webcam. Her. Put it around the ceiling.
Probably could.
A 360 webcam would be
guaranteed. They have one.
Let's see.
Wonder
how this picture
if,
turned out.
YouTube can. <it.
laughs> Wow.
What's my hair doing?
It's its own thing.
Yeah, it's not well.
Doing its own.
Right.
It's unwell.
Oh, did you ever see One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah.
No, right. Mm-hmm. That's what your
right,
hair
during
is
during the shock therapy.
Ah, gotcha. I'm okay,
add
though.
A photo
I mean,
to
this.
It's just I've been running. Well, earlier today, I wore a toboggan because it was cold outside. and it's caused my hair to stick up. So I've been running my hair, my hands through my hair all day.
Hair through your hair.
And there it is. I've added it in my post. Lynn Langston Haynes. Steve just said, your mama to me.
Damn it. She's liable to come knock you. Just
knock the hell out of your ass.
Well, she's probably awake, unlike my mother.
Oh,
who's
Lord,
comatose
right now.
Right.
Well, that's
now.
All right. You'll take care of that shortly, and everything
right.
will be fine.
I'm going to have to go over there in the morning and take the new meds out.
What medication is she taking, the new medication?
Baclofen.
I don't know what that is.
Kind of muscle relaxant and a side effect.
Sounds interesting.
Side effect is, I think it's making her sleepy.
Yeah, it's a muscle relaxant.
Yeah, but it's supposed to
be a lightweight. You ought to steal that and sell it.
Right?
I'm going over there in the morning and I am. She's supposed to take it. Supposed to take one pill three times a day.
Three times a day?
One pill three times.
That's what it said. That's what the model said.
They want your mother to act like a jellyfish around the house?
Really? So I am in the morning.
Yeah. What is she taking muscle relaxers for?
I'm going to take it out because she has rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
Oh, see, I could have sworn he said she was taking Scott Bakula.
Excuse me, Oscar arthritis.
But either way, that's not a that doesn't deal
listen,
with
listen, if she was taking Scott Bakula, I guess she would be in the bed all day long.
See, this is what happens when two of them wear headphones.
That's
so
right.
I'm going to have to take all that medicine out of her trace because
it's you're taking the Scott Bakula to your house?
Making her doing nothing but sleep.
That's what it was, wasn't it?
What are you going to just dish them out as she needs them?
Make her come to you like a pusher?
Or I'm gonna deny her the pills, and then
here,
I'm gonna
here
call.
It is, here it is. Steve, I need my pills. Well, Mom, I need a new mattress.
We all have needs.
For last.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, Mom, I need some. No, you got shoes. You finally bought shoes.
The insurance man's calling.
I need a flat screen TV.
I need a flat screen TV, Mama, and I'll give you a couple pills.
Right.
Take me to the store, Steve.
He's sitting there going, how bad does it hurt, Mom?
Yeah.
How bad does it hurt?
Look at this pretty purple pill I got here, Mama. Yeah.
If you're happy and you know it, share your meds.
I can't have her sleeping all day.
No, she needs,
she needs to get her ass up and go back to work.
Get her ass up and get down there and wiggle her old hips down there and get me a TV. Yeah.
Right. Her son needs a flat screen.
That's right.
I want one of the curved ones.
Is Steve Curley going to have to slap a bitch?
Yeah. Joke a bit.
Hey,
joke.
Steve. Since we don't disrespect women, open hand.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah. Use the back.
Open hand.
Is it going to be real talk?
No, Steve, we're not doing any real talk.
We're not doing real talk.
No real talks.
I'm just saying, open hand.
We're going to respect women, and we're going to respect you, Steve, tonight.
Tonight.
But starting tomorrow, all that shit's off.
Yeah, all that's gone. So.
You bitches don't respect either.
What? We respect what earns respect.
That's true.
Booyah!
Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't me.
Profound.
It was.
Words of wisdom.
Do you deserve respect, Steve?
I deserve a lot of respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Nope.
Find out what it means to me. So I see TJ's got some lists that he's jangling around.
He's dangling them around?
Jangling.
No, jangling. You jangle paper?
TJ, when you do these lists every week, what do you do? Does it just come out of your mind?
Yes, he types them up.
I do. Yeah, all this I type up.
Go to www.tjlacette.com.
How do you come up with all that when you're
you
busy
too could check out these
saving
lists.
Lives in the ambulance every day.
Oh, you know, it just happens.
He comes to people's jobs and he bothers them. That's what he does.
Do the people that you pick up inspire you?
They do.
To do what?
Right.
Not do drugs?
Especially those that have kidney stones and crap on themselves.
Wow. Close, close to home, huh?
TJ, we're respecting him tonight.
I'm being respectful.
It's International Women's
No,
Day.
You're not being respectful.
I don't know.
You're being passive aggressive.
What day was that? It was
the 8th.
Yeah, it was International Women. Yeah. Today is International Crowley Day. Steve Crowley Day.
Respect Crowley.
Did you get the key to the city?
National Respect Crowley.
Oh my God. That's got to go up. That's got to be in the new sticker. Respect Crowley.
When we make
respect Uncle
respect
Creepy.
Respect the ginger.
Yep. Ginger lives matter.
Bow before the ginger.
What we need to do is we need to redo the shadow heads with that hair.
Hey, we did that.
Respect my ginger.
We have one. I think we have it with the ginger hair.
He's talking about the way that shape,
all goofed up.
Hell, it's not far off from that.
4 years. It's about time we redid the silhouette.
Yeah, that's true. My hair was a lot longer then.
Yeah, things are a little different.
Right.
Yeah, we're I'm a little fatter.
My glasses are different.
We're grayer.
Yeah, the glasses are different.
Well, those weren't his glasses. They were a generic pair that I found on some clip art somewhere.
Steve's 4 inches shorter than he used to be.
Do I remind?
That's true. That's what happens when you get older.
Yeah. Do I remind y'all of Samantha Fox?
No.
Why? What?
Which one?
No.
Her hands are way bigger than yours.
The singer.
I gotta hang on a second.
Hands are way bigger than her.
Hang on a second. We're supposed to be nice to Steve and not say negative.
But
he lobs these softballs.
No, they're not softballs. They're beach balls.
Right. And understand that I am a card carrying member of the asshole society.
If I don't address that,
I get demerits.
Yeah,
I could lose my good standing.
You lose your card.
Oh, I could. I'm getting a card. I'm getting an asshole card.
Your heart beats next to mine. Touch me now. TJ now.
Only Funny Does podcast brought to you by Adderall XR 20 milligrams. Get your extended release today.
www.fuckatall.com.
What do y'all want to talk about now?
We're going to talk about whatever TJ's got on his papers.
Do y'all want to talk about...
To start with. Jesus, let's talk about you not being able to get the goddamn microphone in the hole.
Do y'all want to talk about sex, baby?
I see what I mean. You're putting up a beach ball.
Do you want to talk about you?
I'm sorry. We do want to talk about one thing.
About all the good things and the bad things that made
me...
Okay,
you know what? Here we go. There we are.
So, that works.
He doesn't even know because
he's not wearing headphones.
So anyway, we had a guest host lined up because someone told us he couldn't be here this weekend.
Right.
And so I went through great lengths, great troubles to line up a guest host.
Had to go through agencies and sign contracts.
Our people called their people.
There was a whole lot of stuff.
And then we get a text from some ginger jackass that says to us, "Hey, guys, I'll be there. My brother told me the wrong weekend." And he's laughing about it like we haven't changed our lives.
I said, oops. My brother told me the wrong weekend.
We changed our fucking lives and you didn't do jack shit. Oh, yeah, we did. I did stuff.
Wait a minute.
I made an effort.
Cliff, you're amazingly sober tonight.
Yeah, it sucks.
Amazingly. Oops, my brother got the weekend wrong. It is next weekend. Lol.
LOL. So laugh out loud.
Cliff's is good. No show. That's true. So I can be there Friday to record.
Guys.
And then there's a picture of a finger that says, "Oh yeah, it's happening." And I'm not sure what that's about.
That was International Women's Day.
No, that was right.
That's a Deadpool reference.
Oh yeah, it's happening.
It's a Deadpool reference. If you watch the movie, you'll get it.
Why didn't anybody put a reference with sex toys?
That's a finger.
No, I'm talking about like huge.
It's a joke you're not involved with, Steven. Butt out.
Huge sex bots.
This fucker's involved with everything.
Any kind
of personal situation we have come up.
You're careful.
I'm going to be careful.
So
it doesn't matter what it is. We can say, "Hey, you know, I'm not going to be able to do something. Hey, I can't do this." Crowley, why? What's going on? You having trouble with the again or this and that? What's the problem? Tell me.
Or give me something that's very sensitive. Like we've had some really big crisis in the family, and I won't be able to come. Oh, what happened?
Who died?
Tell me.
I want to know.
Did the eye fall out finally?
What's wrong with wanting to know?
Maybe it's none of your damn business.
Well, I don't care if it's not any of my business. Well, I'm going to make it my business.
He obviously does not care.
Steve is subtle as...
I need some more saltines.
He loves to walk up and go, "Trouble in paradise." And that's all. And then let everybody...
Now he's getting up to get saltines from Cliff's kitchen. Yes. Cliff, he's your problem now.
He's a fucking mooch. He's not on my taxes. I've just done them. He's not a dependent.
He needs to be, right?
I should have been claiming him for years.
Right.
Yeah.
He owes me a lot of money in back taxes.
Because he's like a college kid. He goes over to your house. He spends the weekend. He washes his clothes, eats your food, and fucks off.
That's about the truth. Yeah. I mean, and then we don't see him the rest of the week.
Oh, now get on the mic while you eat, please.
I don't even think those are saltines. Those are like club crackers.
They're club. And you know, and here's the thing.
Oh my God,
club crackers are more expensive than saltines.
Right.
Just so you know.
Oh, God.
And he can't even take his time and eat one at a time to savor it.
You need headphones. to hear him just gnawing like a rat on a board.
On a fucking piece of trash.
Gnawing like a rat on a baseboard. Just chewing through the ropes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway.
Echoing through the hall.
Do you have anything to drink that's not alcoholic?
It's a tap water.
Yeah, there's a Brita in the...
Besides water.
No.
That's probably it.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Really?
Welcome to my hell.
Really?
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 You need
What's
to get,
wrong
you
with
need
me?
To get some shit in your house.
A few pounds overweight.
You need to get some shit in your house, man.
Cholesterol's high. Well,
Virginia, you're getting a little lax on the shopping over here, okay?
Let me tell you something, you little redheaded fuck.
And see, and here's
Cliff, respect Crowley.
No, here's the thing. This is why he's being asshat tonight.
I know it
because
is.
We had laid down the ground rules. We're gonna be nice to Steve. He's like, oh, that means they're not gonna be paying attention to me. So oh, now no. I have to fucking draw attention. To
I'm
him.
Gonna be the biggest dick I can.
Right.
It's the only way you get
some. Never mind. Right. A big dick.
I was over
again,
the line.
Steve Crowley. Even I
have a limit.
No real talk.
No real
Read
talk.
Your fucking list.
Steven.
Cliff.
Chris.
I almost called
Who
you
the
Chris.
Craig.
Yeah. I can drive home tonight and check on my comatose mother who's got fucking muscle relaxers at the fucking...
Can you see him getting pulled over now? Sir, you're weaving a little bit. Yeah, but my mom's on muscle relaxers. I have to get home.
I have to go get my mom's muscle relaxers.
Oh, shit.
So I can take this DUI test you're about to give me.
Yeah, by the time I get home, I'll be fine.
I'm fine. But he wasn't drunk when we left.
Mom.
Okay, as you just said, not 3 minutes ago, I need more saltines.
He's passed out at the wheel and jumped an overpass on I-20.
Oh, God. So you got a list there, T?
Just after you crash. And law enforcement and everyone gets there, I want you to say, did I land the plane okay?
Why are the two with no headphones both doing this?
What, Steve? For fuck's sake. Are you trying to get our attention while you chew?
I don't know what
See, this is great. This is why
coffee.
I wanted to chew a cracker.
Coffee.
Coffee. I'm going to get some coffee.
All right. I'm going to make you some coffee. I'll be pissed
off. Do you have
some coffee?
Don't make him any coffee.
I'm going to make him piss coffee.
No.
Yes, urine.
He's saying he'll make it.
Do you have
saying.
Creamer? And do you have Splenda?
And people, I don't,
oh,
I give.
No, but I have the directions to Walmart.
Right.
And you can go and get and they're open 24 hours.
In fact, I think the Be Right serves coffee.
Yeah, they do.
And they're closer.
They're open
1.6
like
miles. Start walking.
I'm sure they're closed.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. It's only 10:44.
God, well, look at the gimpy eye.
Oh,
it looks horrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's my eye. It's always like that.
It's drooling.
It looks like I had a stroke.
All right. Back on track.
Read your
Where
list.
Were we?
So, a list.
A list.
What snack that when you get it, you have to eat all of it in one sitting?
Or Nilla wafers.
A freaking bag of potato chips. I cannot.
Boiled peanuts.
Oh, well, boiled peanuts. Yeah, well, not every time. Sometimes I put them in the fridge and let them get cold and eat the rest the next day.
I'm an Oreo whore.
God, I hadn't had boiled peanuts in forever.
Double stuff. You get the awful boiled peanuts.
No.
Canned.
Canned is all right once they're cooked long enough.
I go up to Biggs and buy, or McLeod Farms and buy the bags.
Yeah.
Dry bags and boil them myself.
Oh, no. I'd rather already have them sitting in that vat in the Marquette for days. For days and days and days.
Since we were in high school.
Right.
Then you get the boiled peanut juice that's in there with it, and you drink it after you're done, and it's so hot and spicy.
No wonder you. What?
It's brown pea water.
Right.
Really?
It's like something out of the.
Fucking delicious.
It's gray water out of an RV.
Okay.
Well, whatever. Tastes good. It looks like
exactly what
well, it
looks
tastes
like.
Good.
Oh, yeah, it tastes right. Good. Well, you know what?
Oh, but you get the Cajun one.
I do. They're the best.
No, regular.
Well,
no,
you know what? Cajun, I'll tell you like
so
you tell
no
Steve.
One else will
the
eat
fucking
them.
Marquette is right down the road.
Don't yuck his yum.
Right.
I can't. Right, I don't like it, but he likes it.
That's
nobody.
Right.
Nobody gets on your ass about eating raw hamburger meat.
Oh well,
no, they get on my ass about it. I still do it though.
You, okay, you got worms in your ass for it.
Probably.
You got an ass worm.
Tapeworm that goes from his ears to his toe.
How did you get into that?
My mother.
His mom, yeah, Nancy.
My mother used to eat raw hamburger meat and I saw her do it one time. I was like, what is that like? And then like a pusher, she's like, try it.
Oh, what does it taste like?
Raw hamburger meat.
No, don't say heaven, because I can tell you a lot of things. That's my phone, sorry.
It's it's hard to describe. It's like a very cold, rare steak.
Well, they sell carpaccio and steak tartare.
Why? Yeah,
why? But
cooked, though.
No, it didn't.
It's warm.
The
lemon juice. Almost like when you fish. Would cook scallop. But lemon juice and
it's carp,
there's a chemical reaction that will.
Yeah, but there's one with beef.
It's
Caravaggio?
Oh, God damn it.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
It's real thin beef. Yeah, I can eat really, really rare stuff.
Really, really rare. Right. It's something that's been browned on both sides.
Yeah, that's fine. At least it's warm, though.
Right.
Not cold like a dead animal ground up.
Oh, yeah.
Each his own. I didn't crack his feeding you, Steve. How you fix for socks and underwear?
That feels good.
You don't need any laundry.
Animal
done,
crackers in my soup.
I think I'm just going to drive home tomorrow morning.
And finally, he concedes.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know what, guys? I was thinking about it.
I don't really want to see I-20 tonight.
Well, another one, beef jerky.
You have to finish the whole container. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. There's something that you eat when you get to snack on. You got to wipe out the whole thing.
It reminds me of the old George Carlin joke. You ever stand in front of the sink and stare at the clock and eat a whole damn box of cookies?
I told you what I used to do in the middle of the night when I was in high school. Yeah. I'd get the box of Little Debbie Oreos.
Go next door, stand on it, look in the girl's window.
Right. And then I would and get a glass of whole milk, and I would sit there and eat the entire box of Little Debbie Oreo cakes.
Wow.
Drink a glass of whole milk, and then be, yeah.
Fat and happy.
Oh, that's how I got fat and happy.
Chocolate milk. I used to do that with a whole carton of chocolate milk.
Thin mints. Fucking thin mints.
Oh, yeah. Girl Scout cookies.
I went through a whole sleeve.
Could sleeve them,
we were
yes.
on the way to the... mainline. We were on the way to the Irish Festival last weekend, and outside of the bank parking lot where the teller machine was, they were selling Girl Scout cookies. Oh. And, of course, instantly, I rode right over there, got a thing of thin mints, and ate a whole sleeve before we got back home.
Yep. Easy to do.
Ate the next sleeve the next day.
They'll go bad otherwise. You got it.
Right, yeah.
And my sugar went high, and I got a spot in my right eye, and I fucking felt like shit.
Did that go away?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, take a shot.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Did you take a shot?
No, uh-uh. Everything was that Wednesday was just horrible. There was a blurry spot, and everything else was blurry around it. And
what?
And things were too fucking, from the diabetes. So that's why I've turned over a new leaf since Wednesday and have been eating nothing but good food, except for Westwood Barbecue today, which I really ate.
That's not a lot of sugar in there.
I only ate mostly meat anyway.
Yeah, right, lots of proteins.
We're on
lots of sugar in it.
Yeah, okay, we're on the keto diet, so
yeah, we
don't eat
were talking about that. I've got the Life Sum thing on my phone, and I started setting it up, and then Jamie started yelling about going to get these parts, and I said, oh, God damn it, so I stopped, and I never went back to it yet.
It's a good one. But it'll keep your sugar down, I know that.
Yeah,
right.
Which is what I need to do. I've decided once something got...
scary,
noticeably, noticeably affected fucking, and worried me.
Yeah,
it's time to
losing
quit
sight
around,
is scary as hell.
So, I drank one of those Trulies down at Vintage tonight, you know, because it has 1 gram of sugar.
That's it.
And then D looked at me and went, "So they say."
believe me, they ain't no sugar in there.
Damn sure is not.
Right? I've tasted.
Don't say it because I said it. It was so. It's like a fucking. Barely better tasting White Claw.
Oh, yeah. God.
White Claw has an empty in the middle.
Actually, what was that one? There was one that, what, was there a raspberry one or something, maybe?
You like the orange sparkling spike.
Well, but
sparkling
there was
one.
You had two White Claws, and one of them was.
There was a lime
bearable.
One, and
the lime ones are all right.
The lime one, but I think that if you had those and then put an extra squeeze of lime juice in there.
That'd be good.
I put lemon juice on it.
That's what I was wishing I had with that Truly Night was some lemon juice or some more lime juice.
Yeah.
TJ. Do you like raspberry? Why did you roll your eyes?
Because we're having a fucking
why
conversation.
Why did you roll your eyes?
Because we're having a conversation, and you come in with some
you throw in some non sequitur, and it screws everybody up.
I was about to ask you, did you like raspberries?
Yeah, you see my raspberries in the fridge. Don't you touch them. They're expensive. They're worth more than you.
No,
I've never had a raspberry.
I'm asking TJ.
Like a real
TJ,
raspberry?
TJ, do you like raspberries?
I love them.
Steve, go get me a raspberry.
No.
I've never had one. I don't know what they taste like.
All right, we'll try that.
All right, we'll try one. I'll try a raspberry.
All right, well.
Don't mind me.
Cliff's on the way to get a raspberry.
Steve's going to stop rolling your eyes at me.
He's going to talk to TJ while he's gone.
Here's why. Because I've known you for a very long time.
See,
since
when he goes,
high school.
So when he goes, TJ.
Right. I know, you know some really convoluted shit
some
is headed
shit
my
is
way.
Coming. Yeah, after that.
I was just
going
to ask you, do you like strawberries?
You said raspberries before.
But now apparently we're not going to stop until we get done with the fucking produce aisle.
I don't like strawberries.
So, yes, I like strawberries.
What about mushrooms?
Yes, I love mushrooms.
What a weird...
Really?
Yeah.
So, considering that you like strawberries and mushrooms, but not really raspberries,
I don't have a definitive answer.
Considering you love strawberries and mushrooms, but not really raspberries, do you want to make out with me? That's what I feel like is coming.
I think I need to talk. You have a crush on me.
What if you took them?
What if you took what? Thank you, Cliff.
Oh. Okay. Cliff's like, I can't take it anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Damn, TJ.
Jesus Christ. Let it happen.
Well, that's fucking weird.
let me try one. Let me try one.
Good.
Well, I can taste the raspberry, but I'm used to raspberry with sugar.
Yep.
So there's no sugar with this, so it's just that raspberry flavor.
Yep.
they're tart.
That, they don't have any sugar. Right. They're the only.
Oh, my.
For a while, that'll be sweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, you do a no sugar diet for a while.
No,
those,
no,
are,
I'm out.
Those taste like there's that's some
sweeter.
Of them are. Some of them are.
So TJ,
I think I like these.
I love them. They're expensive.
I like the. Are they?
Go ahead, Steve.
It's like $4 for a pint.
Go ahead.
That one was hairy.
Steve.
They're hairy. And they mold really fast.
I'm trying to talk,
but other people keep talking over
Steve,
me.
Steve, our apologies. Go.
Fuck. Have you ever decided that...
Jesus, you can't even make it through.
You finally have our attention, and you fuck it up.
You waste it.
Have you ever decided to waste that it you ever. Wanted to go out?
What? Was that English?
I don't know. It was. All right, let's try this again.
Oh, shit, I can't breathe. Have you ever decided that you want to go...
I did. I snorted. Don't judge me.
Have you ever decided that you want to go outside?
What?
You don't want to wear a shirt.
So you want to go outside shirtless?
Yeah.
You took a strawberry. It's
legal.
And you put it on one nipple.
You took raspberry.
And you put it on another nipple. You took a mushroom. And you stuck it on your belly button.
You're like a fruit salad.
And you ran out to the front yard.
You're Barry Medley.
Oh, I can't breathe. And you stood there with your thumb in your
ass. I don't know where this is going.
Don't. Just let him roll. It's great. It's great podcast. Real great.
Good Jesus.
I can't breathe.
Good. You might die.
Good. Hopefully you'll pass the fuck out.
At least you'll quit eating my food.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
Oh, shit.
All right. If you're watching on webcam, Steve just pissed himself.
I need
the steam cleaner now. Rent a RUD doctor and fix my chair.
You're wearing Daisy Dukes.
Are you still on this?
He's still on it.
Let him go.
With your thumb.
He's painting a picture.
And your little belt buckle thing.
Your little belt buckle thing.
And you're standing there. You're standing there in front of the...
Who's the fruit salad cowboy?
In the front yard. And you're sitting there and you're kind of like just, you know, bouncing your hips. And waving to traffic that came by.
I'm
going to have a hard time.
Yes, you probably will have a hard time.
You know what that means? You got to give him mouth to mouth.
No, right. No, no. I have no duty to act.
Well, I'll tell the paper.
I'm sorry.
ENT was on site and did nothing.
Oh, but I had no duty to respond. I'm not on duty.
You have a duty to your ginger friend.
I will die. I will doctor up a fucking...
Who you have slept with.
I will doctor up a fucking do not resuscitate order super fast.
We'll just tattoo it on his chest.
Right.
You know, and that was a weird thing. A guy arrived at a hospital with DNR on his do not resuscitate on his chest tattooed, and the doctors didn't know whether or not to do it. Because there it's not a legal document.
It's not a legal document.
You can't sign it.
Right.
But there was an episode on Doc Martin where these two old ladies had infections on their chest, and it was because they had do not resuscitate tattooed on. They tattooed on each other, I think, and it got infected.
Well, now they have. Now the state of South Carolina has a medical alert bracelet that's a do not resuscitate.
Oh.
But my concern when we found out about them was, you know how people, when they have family members that die, she would want me to have this bracelet. And if they find them unresponsive, there's no photo that goes along with it. It's just on your wrist with a name.
Right.
Whoops.
And it's like, well.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's like carrying the wrong passport.
Yeah. Oh, explain that again.
Oh, no. Jesus. How about no. You listen to the show.
Yeah.
Listen to the replay.
We recorded
it. They killed their relative. And said,
stop,
that
next
it was
list.
A
go,
to,
go ahead. No, just go ahead.
Is
skip
that what
it.
You're doing?
Skip it. He's being facetious.
So, from 2017.
Oh, God.
This was a fan submitted idea. 14 of the most outlandish fast food abominations from 2017.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Number one from Taco Bell. Were the Volcano Crispy Chicken Chips.
I don't think I ever tried those, but they sound amazing.
They look like
potato chips or tortilla chips?
They look like Dorito triangles.
Yeah, I remember. But they're made out of chicken.
When you dip it in a volcano sauce.
Yeah, I remember those.
Now, I had actually heard good things about the next one, was the Naked Chalupa Chicken Chalupa.
Just without a wrapper?
Well, the wrap for the chalupa is chicken.
Chicken, yeah.
Oh, it's my God. Fried... This is like a double down.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
I think they still have.
It's like I think they still have the naked chalupa.
Something like that, yeah. So what, Steve?
It's like a double dog.
God. It's all right. Go ahead, team. Go ahead. Yeah, just ignore
it. Push through. Push through.
The next one is Naked Chicken Chips, a.k.a. Chicken Nuggets. Also from Taco Bell.
You know, they have fries now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And they are so good.
I heard they were really good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Sweet and crunchy tenders. Mm-hmm. They are tenders made with shortbread cookies.
Oh, geez.
And they're sweet and crunchy tenders.
No.
Right.
Cookie-covered chicken?
Right.
No.
Oh, hang. No. It gets good.
That's an abomination.
Now, this one actually sounds good. The Lucky Charms milkshake. It's from Burger King. I could do it.
I mean, I would try it. Lucky Charms, God, I don't know. That seems awful sweet.
Lucky Charms.
If it's a fruity pebbles.
Really?
Oh, my God. If it was a
fruity
pebbles.
I
would.
They make a vape juice of fruity pebbles.
Yeah, they do.
It's really good.
This is from McDonald's. It's called Minions Everything. It was mainly in Singapore. Included banana pie, minion shaped potatoes. Spicy chicken nuggets and banana ice cream.
No. I want banana nothing.
Yeah.
No. Not fake banana either, especially.
No banana.
It's like a fake watermelon flavor.
And now KFC was offering what they called one of their zingers. It was called a zinger.
Sorry. Well, we got Cliff. After all this time. He was trying his best to stay stern over there, and that was it. Too much.
The mic fell off onto Steve, and it was funny.
Where he just goes, Steve.
Thunk. There it is.
I'm back.
He's back.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's called the Zinger Meteorite, and it's a little KFC Zinger, but it looks like a meteorite.
What was a Zinger?
It's like a
little, chicken little.
Chicken sandwich.
Good. I had the freaking, but they have the Nashville hot chicken little now. Cool. I don't mind.
Another Taco Bell.
He doesn't have on headphones,
food.
Steve.
He can't hear you, Steven.
I can't hear what you're...
Dumbass.
What an idiot.
Wow.
What a moron.
Firecracker burrito.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's made up of rice, cheese, beef, tortilla strips, spicy Pop Rocks.
No. They ruined it. What the fuck?
That sounds amazing. Yeah, no.
Well, when you read the description,
yeah,
it sounded...
Pop Rock.
Nope, right? The sound... No. Just...
I think you're hot.
God damn it.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Nothing.
I don't get it. What's wrong?
Nothing. Keep going, T. Just please keep going.
Yeah.
The Naked Egg Taco.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually out now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fried egg. And the fried egg is the shell of the taco.
Don't break.
You try not to.
If I could touch it just once. Jesus.
Look at him.
What are y'all laughing about?
Keep what drinking. Was funny was Cliff was just like
it.
The ventriloquist who's drinking while the dummy is talking. That's exactly what was just happening. He was
I can't
drinking
put my hand up his ass
talking.
From here.
Oh, God. All right.
To look at this one, it doesn't look appetizing,
mm-hmm.
but the sound of it doesn't sound horrible.
Okay.
It's also from Taco Bell. It's the Kit Kat Quesadilla.
No.
Oh,
no.
God.
I'm out. I'm absolutely out. No.
Oh, God, no.
No, 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 no. There's no fucking candy in a Mexican food. No. That's why.
Yeah, really.
I just don't get... No. I understand mole sauce with a little chocolate in it, but come on.
Okay, now this... I don't know what the appeal of this... This isn't even food, but it is a food-related abomination.
Okay.
KFC bath bombs.
Oh, what? Heard about. They make a perfume too.
They make a candle that smells like fried chicken.
Right, so it's a bath bomb to make yourself smell like fried
and I kind of like the smell of KFC.
I do too.
I think I'd like that candle.
If they had a Yogi Bear one.
You know what? I need to get a hold of these lists early so I can start putting the pictures up on.
Yeah.
Find all the pictures and stick
that's
them up
true.
On the feed.
On the
right.
Feed, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Long Dong Silver will get me.
Now this Christ. One I didn't understand.
Long John Silver's.
Rick and Morty's.
Yeah.
Szechuan sauce.
Yes, coming back to McDonald's.
Yes, and apparently they are giving away bottles at select McDonald's locations that's actually in a hard shell case.
Damn.
With like foam around it.
It's plum flavored.
Yeah. Rub it all over your body.
It's plum flavored.
I am so glad I don't have
sauces. Are
yes, you are.
Plum.
Believe me.
Okay, this one I'm going to save this one for last because it actually absolutely sounds vile. But the next one was the McVegan. It's a vegan burger. They're trying it out in Finland at McDonald's.
I would eat it.
I liked it when you brought over the bean.
Yeah, those are good.
Those were really good.
Yeah, black bean burgers.
Yeah,
Sonic is replacing. Some of their burgers, they're replacing part of the meat with mushroom. So it's going to be like a ground beef mushroom mixture.
Ooh.
It's squeaking over there. It sounds like Steve blinked his eye.
Right.
And that sounds freaking delicious.
Yeah, it does.
Because I love mushroom burger.
And finally, this one has got to be the worst.
Mushrooms and
it's a
crotch.
Buffalo wing flavored latte.
Buffalo wing flavored latte.
He's got another head rush. God damn it.
I am so... you know,
nasty.
At the beginning of the show, I thought I probably should put some headphones on.
Yeah.
Now, hindsight,
probably
I
idea.
Am fucking glad that I have not.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd be stopping a lot.
Oh, what? I don't understand what's wrong.
I don't either. I don't get it.
None of us do.
It's every
okay.
time...
Go ahead.
Oh, let's yeah.
We're listening.
The fuck was that noise?
That was that him was with the him. Beer bottle up to his mouth.
You're supposed to drink it, not snort it.
Somebody messaged me and said, what is that between Steve's legs? I said, oh, that's beer.
It's cock.
I said, he's not that hung.
All right, I think we get... This is going to be very, very awful list.
Okay.
And
good.
Considering where Steve is, God knows where this is going to go.
Oh, God.
But here we go.
Okay.
You porn.
Ah.
had artificial intelligence analyze their videos and searches to predict the future trends in porn.
Oh,
Jesus, here we go.
And here is the very odd top 10 list.
Okay. Number 10, Crowley porn.
Number 1,
Tang Pong.
What?
What?
What did you say?
Tang Pong.
Is that like all those stories from Vietnam that the vets tell about girls and ping pong balls? And
that's all I can imagine.
Tang Pong.
Oh, I thought you were about to Google it.
No.
Well, let's Google
that. Go ahead.
I'll Google it. Keep reading.
The next one is Hardbore Yore.
What is that?
We don't know what that is.
I wonder if that's...
What I'm thinking...
Is that like old English, old... You know, like Game of Thrones porn. Kind
what
of
I'm
thing.
Thinking is I'm going through this, is it maybe spell checking?
Now they might be talking about vor, which is something completely different.
Or go let's Google these one.
What is that last one again?
I don't know what that is.
Was that last? Was number 9 again?
Hard bore yore, YORE.
Number 8.
What's number 8, Steve?
Fat trouser snake.
Oh, and nothing comes
Lord.
Up.
Good.
What
Lord.
I'm.
Google says it's stuff from like the 1800s.
Okay. Well, we'll just read them because I couldn't. Tang Pong came up with nothing.
Okay.
Sorry.
I think they're just putting words together.
It must be.
What I'm thinking is what may have happened is spell check. Popped up some different shit.
Oh.
And this is kind of what they've been able to come up with. Like, lesbian master binge.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mature gargasm.
It's gotta be. I don't. It's AI interpreting things,
right. Fopulation.
I guess it's just, I don't know.
Passionation.
Okay. Now, that sounds like, that.
That could be a thing.
Sounds like a channel.
Well, what, big lesbian... boobler, hotter French. This one has got gross all over it, and it's got Steve's mom all over it as well. Grand job.
See, I think the AI is putting popular things together.
Right. German mom hour.
German mom hour.
She makes you strudel.
And then you fuck it.
It's a hot apple strudel.
And finally, spray and pay.
That already exists.
Mother, give me the hot apple strudel. I think I will put my penis into it. Hi, Steve. We will take you and roll you up
into
a
grand job emporium.
Yeah, we will take you to a grand job.
TJ.
Steve's going to become a cam boy after
TJ.
This.
No, TJ.
No, I'm tired.
Have you ever sprayed and paid?
No, is that like nut and bolt?
No, because your mom never charges me.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to bring my mom up. I knew it.
Yeah. She brought him up.
A few times.
That's right. Burn, bitch, burn.
Where do you think she got those new muscle relaxers from? It's no longer a snuggle with a struggle.
That's right. She just lays there and takes it.
Right.
Yeah, because she's comatose.
I'm sorry. Is that disrespectful?
From them.
Probably.
Maybe.
So.
Apologies to your mother, Steve. She's fine lady. And
your mom told me one time it's not rape when you yell surprise.
Yeah. Wow.
But you probably have to dip her in lube at this age.
No rape talk.
Wow. That's your rule for your podcast.
Right.
No rape talk. No Jewish jokes.
Unless it's a gay jail rape and Steve's involved. Then
it's hilarious.
God, I got Jimmy Legs.
New and popular on iTunes.
Jimmy Legs. That's a Monica term.
Oh, my God. I got Jimmy Legs.
Oh, God.
You need some of them muscle relaxers?
Yeah, he does. That's why he's going back.
That's why
he needs them.
I can't get my goddamn legs to quit twitching.
I got Jimmy Legs.
Mom's got some Zanzibars. I'm going to go get... I go break me off half.
Oh,
break
mercy.
Me off a little bit of that Zanbar bar.
If you want some Zannies,
I'm sorry, y'all.
Zannies and a good bottle of liquor.
That I've been so
Here we go.
Awful.
You don't get
you
sympathy.
You haven't been awful. You've been fine.
You don't get sympathy.
Please accept my apologies. I love you.
Well.
Well, there's the awkward silence.
Make it noted that at 211, episode 211, for
at
the
11,
211 time that Steve has declared his love for Deidre. Because it happens every show.
Every single one.
Would that be too untoward of me?
And he wants some food.
What?
Go take him to the Sconic.
Maybe an untoward.
Actually, there's some jalapeno poppers left in there.
Some what?
Jalapeno poppers.
I don't like jalapeno poppers.
Well, I love them.
Well, they're all give them to Ben.
I'll eat them.
Give them to Ben.
Yeah.
Will they help Jimmy Legs?
No.
Do we need to warn people about next week? Do we know what we're going to do yet?
No.
We don't know. We're all going to be otherly engaged.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We won't have a live stream for sure.
No.
Right.
But we'll have some sort of episode of something.
Because we all scheduled a weekend off for vacation type things.
Right.
Unbeknownst to anyone else that we all scheduled.
Right.
We think alike after 4 years, so yeah, we all scheduled the same weekend of
our menses have synced.
Yes, pretty much. We're all in the same cycle.
Right.
Jesus.
We're bumming pads off each other. clamp-ons. You got a clamp-on?
Good Lord.
Well, it's happened.
All right, so
it's only a natural thing.
It is.
There'll be some kind of episode.
Steve uses that cup thing.
Next.
He uses a condom with a rubber band.
He uses a shiwi.
Empties a shiwi. He uses the maiden cup or whatever they call that.
What's
damn
a
thing?
A shiwi, that thing that women wear to pee.
It's called PVC.
So they're walking upright.
I guess.
So they're walking.
Anyway, did you learn nothing from International Women's Day?
Billboard. Go ahead.
But anyway,
billboard.
Something funny is going to happen next week.
We'll know what it's going to be, but we might have a new show.
Legs. And sorry about last week.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that happened last week.
Not a show
couldn't be made correctly.
No,
not that this one was it either. But
well, it turned into a party, and we forgot to record.
That's true.
So. There you go.
Yeah.
And all I got was random photographs.
Yeah, you did. Wow.
And I was like, what did I leave?
You left a good time.
Oh, you missed a good time.
For sure.
We had a ball.
We really did.
Some people had too.
Oh, my God. There was a sleepover that Steve and I weren't involved in.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not. I saw the photos and the videos.
Don't worry about it. We're not going to talk about it on the show.
All I know is that the next day, Cliff wrote, "Nobody was as surprised as me. I never thought I'd be writing one of these letters.
I'm just a,
but here
dear
I am.
Penthouse forums.
I'm just a young boy from a small Midwestern town. I never thought it could happen.
I had my
traveler's check stolen.
Anyway, Billboard the
traveler's check stolen.
And there was that with a Q-U-E-S.
That's it. Steven, are you getting ready to leave or something? Wow, your legs pop like rocks.
All right, so it's onlyfunnytous.com, facebook.com.
Well, Steve does his Pegasus around the room.
Why are you coming over? Get away from me. What in the name of... Good Lord.
No!
That encourages the behavior.
Don't! Oh, I thought you said peg. I'm pegging.
I'm covering my crotch.
Peg, not
make
pet.
It go away. Make it. I thought we weren't disrespecting people.
He's disrespecting the crap out of you.
Yes. Billboard. Yes, I haven't taken your mother's muscle relaxers. Billboard. I can still put up a fight.
Yeah.
It's only funny to us.
Good Lord.
He is stroking my back. You did.
TJ, I will give you $2 to stroke his hair.
I did not.
Here's your $2. Get the man $2.
Somebody get some cash.
Give me there's quarters in the Maltesers bucket over there. Flick eight quarters at TJ for rubbing his hair.
$20 is $20, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I got that many quarters.
Easy. You know what I feel like? It's like at the dentist chair.
He wasn't here for yesterday.
Oh.
Right. Yes. Why are somebody... This is inappropriate.
It's where he finds his comfort.
It is quite inappropriate,
Steve. It's where he's most comfortable.
Why do you always end up in TJ's laps?
Your stress level may go down, but mine is fucking through the roof.
Something on you goes up. Is that what you're saying? Your stress goes up or something?
I'm
still bored the show.
Steve. God damn it. What? JolieFunnyDance.com.
Steve, you're on live video.
Oh, that's I know. So great.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Lessie, sure we wanted to give you the promotion. However,
yeah. Make sure you tag TJ.
Would
that.
You please just go away, Mr. Jimmy Leg?
Mr. Jimmy Leg.
That is genuine fear. That is genuine fear you're hearing. That man is scared for his. He's scared for his male.
What's the symbol that they use?
Your manhood is shriveling, isn't it?
It's gone up in like a turtle.
Oh, my God. It just turtled into my own self.
Steve's known to bite people
on the hip. It's pushed in like a button now.
He'll bite you on the hip if you're not careful.
Why? Oh, close your mouth, for Christ's sake.
Sorry, it happened.
Oh, God.
Steve just fell down with his mouth open. And TJ just fell into his mouth.
This is what happens when Steve has too much to drink.
Yeah.
Oh.
He turns gay or something.
Oh, I keep slipping.
You're not slipping, you jackass.
Alexa, order me a chastity belt.
No.
Alexa, stop.
She damped your wheel, too.
Don't break up this moment.
There was ever a moment that I had to shit my pants. Oh. Now would be the time.
We really apologize. If you're listening to this, Steve's just laying his head on TJ's lap.
Okay, quit patting my fucking knee. Like, okay, I'm finished.
Oh, he slipped again.
You say, don't touch me, and you tap him on the head and put a dollar up there, and he'll stop.
I think he's done.
Tapioca.
Oh, and he goes and he grabs beer.
Now he's trying to act all manly. Look at him.
Okay, that'll work.
What's your problem, son?
It's onlyfunnytous.com, facebook.com/onlyfunnytous, at OFTU podcast. It's been a Steve Travels. Don't forget about the Amazon link. I would like to thank Tiffany, who ordered some stuff through our Amazon link.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
So we should be getting some of that soon.
We're going to get a mouth guard for Steve.
We're going to get a GIMP mask for Steve. With
no,
because
that's
gag.
Got a zipper.
It's in the top drawer.
Top drawer.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God. If you
get the zipper mouth and everything.
I swear to God, if you have one, he has got to wear it on the next show.
I don't have one.
Okay.
I have a Nacho Libre one.
Oh, that's
yep.
True.
That's the one.
Oh, no. He needs, we need a GIMP mask for him to wear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we will. We'll be back
last
tomorrow.
Call.
Right.
The boat's leaving.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
He'll stretch.
Steve, go back to your microphone and say goodnight.
Say goodnight to the people, Steve.
Don't cup it like balls.
Good night.
Good Lord.
He's trying to give you a high five.
Slap me some skin.